Welcome back to STM Daily News. Today, we're taking a brief look at the official cause of death of one of the most iconic performers of all time, Michael Jackson. We thought we'd set the record straight well over a decade after the official report, because even after all this time, there is still misinformation floating around out there. On June 25th, 2009, the world was shaken when Michael Jackson died at just 50 years old. The Los Angeles County coroner later confirmed that his death was caused by acute propofol and benzodiazepine intoxication. These are powerful sedatives, and propofol in particular is a hospital-grade anesthetic normally used during surgery. Jackson was receiving these drugs at home under the care of his personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray. Investigators found that the way the medication was given, without proper monitoring equipment, safety protocols, or emergency support, created a dangerous situation. Ultimately, the coroner ruled Jackson's death a homicide, meaning it resulted from the actions of another person. Dr. Murray was later convicted of involuntary manslaughter for his role in providing and administering the drugs that led to Jackson's death. More than a decade later, Michael Jackson's passing remains one of the most talked-about moments in modern pop culture history. His music and legacy continue to influence artists worldwide, even as questions about his final days still spark conversation. To read the full article, visit STM Daily News. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter for more stories like this.